It's going to be a quarterback run up the middle at the 10, at the 5. Murray dives for the end zone, and he's in for the touchdown. Got to launch it. He does. Left side into the end zone. Jump ball, and oh my goodness, it's caught. DeAndre Hopkins caught it. He caught it for a touchdown with 1 second left. I can't believe it. Give Johnson up the middle. Gets leveled in the backfield by J.J. Watt. A tackle for a loss for Watt.
Hello. And welcome into another edition of Cardinals Corner, a podcast brought to you by Arizona Sports. My name is Eric Ruby. I'm 98.7 FM's afternoon contributor. Alongside me, as always, is the Cardinals reporter for ArizonaSports.com. You can find all of his great work, including some new articles up right now over on ArizonaSports.com. Follow him on Twitter at TDrake4Sports. Tyler, I feel like I like a little kid in a candy store right now, to be completely honest.
Wild.
Because we have had just absolute nothing. Just nothing on this for months.
For months.
For months. And now all of a sudden, out of the skies, boom. Kyler Murray is extended with the Arizona Cardinals.
Big news.
Big news. How do you feel?
I mean, it's huge. It's we talked about this in length the last podcast. I mean, the timeline of his deal was, Cliff Kingsbury said it best. He's praying that it was gonna get done before training camp. What happened? Literally gets done right before training camp. I said July 25th. That was the day before. Like, they got this done pretty good. Like, I mean, crazy.
So you technically won between us, because I think I was after you. But
in case everybody's keeping
track at home. It's okay. I got a W in Burns and Gambo. I out-predicted the great Gambino.
Yeah,
and,
that's pretty.
I did not think that was going to happen. I thought he was going to nail it right on the date. But it doesn't matter when we predicted it. All that matters is that the Arizona Cardinals have a Pro Bowl quarterback locked up until he's 30.
2028.
For Kyler, he can hit back the market again when he's 30. Okay, mm-hmm. let's back up a little bit. Yeah, I think we might be getting
to get some details in there.
So about an hour and a half ago, we were getting ready to record.
Yeah, let's just be full transparency. Like, we just had some technical difficulties the last few days. So right. It's like, all right, we've got to get back in and crank one out. And Eric walks in and we both look at each other and we look at the screen and, oh, there's some money getting handed out to a quarterback.
Yeah, we were literally like, all right, you ready to go record? And then Kevin Zimmerman, yeah, co-host of Empire of the Sun, all of that.
Lead editor,
ArizonaSports.com, is like, you guys might want to hold off on that. And I'm like, what? And I'm like, what happened? Did they sign like an edge rusher? Did they use, you know, the little money that they had? Is Rodney Hudson re-retire? I don't know. And he's like, no, Kyler just got paid. And I'm like, are you serious?
Well, no, it wasn't even that. They were coming close to terms.
And then
it was like 10 minutes later. It was almost like the DeAndre Ayton's Suns offer sheet thing.
So
like,
basically, the timeline here is that Ian Rappaport tweets that Kyler Murray and the Cardinals are closing in on a mega contract extension, and people are like, oh wow, they're closing in on it. What does that mean? 10 minutes later, not even boom. 10 minutes later, boom, they have officially agreed both sides. Yeah, it's done. Cardinals tweeted, the Cardinals had a press release already. Like, this had been in the works, and Gambo has gone on and tweeted that the deal was finalized at 1:30 a.m.
Yep.
So that's between Eric Burkhart, Steve Keim. Obviously, you've heard Burkhart's name a ton over all of this. So this got finalized this morning, and they're rolling out with it. And now, Kyler's the second highest paid player in the NFL. I think we all knew that Kyler was going, he's the third? I thought he was right behind Aaron Rodgers.
For yearly, he's second for yearly, what he's making on a yearly basis.
Yearly, he's second, but overall, he's third?
I believe he's third behind the Mahomes and Allen.
Okay, behind Mahomes and Allen.
And ahead of Deshaun Watson by barely anything.
Yeah, so that breaks down. Deshaun Watson got a fully guaranteed deal. Kyler's is about 70% guaranteed, roughly. The total contract is a five-year extension for $230.1 million. And $160 million guaranteed in that. So that works out to roughly about 69.5%, 70% of guaranteed money for Kyler. That's a really big guaranteed number. You just can't compare it to Deshaun Watson's fully guaranteed, which doesn't happen often.
So here's the breakdown right now. So we've got Mahomes is number one. He's got the 10-year, $450 million deal. Second is Josh Allen, 6 years with the $258 million deal. And then you've got Murray, 5 years, $230.5 million deal. And then you got Deshaun, 5 years, $230. So that's your top three for overall contract. And then when you get into the yearly, that's where he's only behind Aaron Rodgers.
Yearly, he's the second most. Overall, he's the third most. More or less, he makes a lot of money now.
And he's making a good, he's making a good deal of guaranteed, like... He's getting a good
160 million guaranteed before the Deshaun Watson news would have been a pretty big deal. And obviously, this is going to continue to set the market for quarterbacks. And here's the thing, for everybody who's saying, oh my God, this is an overpay. Why would you pay Kyler Murray this? He hasn't won a playoff game. Hey man, 5 years, 6 years from now, this contract's going to look back on as a steal.
Yeah.
That's just how numbers work. It's only going to grow. Lamar Jackson's going to sign a bigger contract tomorrow.
And I think the guaranteed thing is something we've got to look at too, is because I figured 170, 180.
Like, yeah.
I figured it would be more than the 160, to be completely honest. So seeing that, I mean, yeah, down the road, I think this deal is going to work out really for both sides. I think they could have.
He could have wanted more money. I mean, he could have wanted more money. The Cardinals could have wanted, I guess, more control or less guarantees. And for this and for the Cardinals, like, this is a, I don't want to like gloss over this because we have talked about it so much. This is a franchise defining move. This is the first quarterback signed to an extension since Jake Plummer in a different century. Okay, this is a big deal.
Yeah.
It was Plummer in 98. That was the last time that this happened.
You're going back, man.
Yeah. And now it's Kyler. Yeah. Obviously different situations.
Yeah.
But this is a really big deal. He was the number one overall pick, a multi-time Pro Bowler. These are the types of guys that the Cardinals have not had.
And they can't let him
period.
Walk. Yeah.
And now he's going to be here. He's going to be locked up. And forever, for whatever you think about this season right now, the state of the Cardinals, if you think that they're not going to be a playoff contender this year, Kyler Murray just raised the floor of this team until 2028.
Mm-hmm.
He just raised the floor. You will always be in playoff contention as long as Kyler Murray is healthy, in my opinion.
Yeah, he changes the team. I mean, it's when you take him out of the equation, this team is completely different. There is just, that's what it is. I think we've seen that. Even though Colt McCoy came out and had a couple good games, like, he can't do that for a whole season. You need somebody of Kyler Murray's just ability to lead this team. We've seen it. He can be so good. And yeah, the second half of the season stuff is rough, and they need to figure that out. That's a lot on Cliff, too. But we saw his ability. I mean, he was an MVP candidate for a while
in
the first half of the season.
He was some people's like best bets to win MVP. Cliff was some people's best bets
to
win
Coach
of the Year. And it's funny because things can change, and you can obviously acknowledge that. Like, let's not sit here and pretend like Kyler Murray is the perfect quarterback. He's not.
Mm-hmm.
But he's in layman's term, a max money quarterback.
Yeah.
Like, he is the type of guy that you lock up and you pay what the market dictates.
Yep.
Whether that's a slight overpay or a slight underpay, you don't decide that. The market does.
Mm-hmm.
You just get to be lucky that you get to pay that guy. That's the dream in sports, or at least it should be, is that you draft your guy, number one overall.
And let's go back to that. Everybody talks about Steve Keim's draft record. Like, what do you say about this? Like,
you locked up your number one overall pick. That's great. Meanwhile, and the guy that you picked him over is now working out for the Browns. Like, Josh Rosen is having a tryout with the Browns right now. And there was a period of time where some people were like, don't draft a Murray, keep a Rosen.
Ugh.
Obviously, a terrible take in retrospect, but there was a legitimate
train of that.
Yeah, like, I mean, you wanted to give Josh Rosen. He was young, early in his career. You don't draft another quarterback to compete with him.
Yep.
They traded up to get Rosen, who was, quote, their guy. But no, they went... They kind of changed their franchise directional plans, drafted a quarterback in another year, number one overall. And Tyler, there was legitimate concern that he was not going to be a Cardinal. I mean, when the season ended, when he scrubbed his Instagram, all of this, it was it was setting the stage to it, man. It was setting the stage to another, oh my God, the Cardinals just lost a huge asset, like the biggest part of their team, the face of their franchise, more or less. And now that's not happening.
Yeah, it's just a complete turn on the head type situation. It just seemed like we were going down the road of a nasty, nasty, nasty breakup between the two because neither of them seemed like they wanted to budge. Kyler's camp, Cardinals camp. And now you see this and I mean, once you sign that deal, man, friendships become a little bit tighter. You're a little more chummy with everybody, you know?
It's so interesting because you do feel like the personal relationship side of things has never really been in question.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I never thought that Kyler and Cliff didn't get along.
Oh, no. You can tell those
guys. You know
what
I mean?
You can tell they...
Texas boys.
They work well together.
Texas boys, through and through.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, they're good. I guess it was more like, okay, it's the Cardinals organization. The only concern would be Kyler and Steve Keim, but like,
and the ownership.
But business is business, man.
Yeah.
And I understand the Cardinals wanting to do their due diligence and maybe trying to get him at the best deal they can. That's their job. To me,
it would have been earlier.
It should have been earlier, but that's me. I'm not in charge.
No.
Obviously. Yeah. So it got done around the time that Steve Keim said it was going to be done. He technically held to his word.
Yeah.
Kyler held to his word. He said he wants to be a Cardinal forever. And now he's going to at least be it until he's 30.
And Cliff Kingsbury got his prayers answered because the last time we talked to him, he said, I just pray it gets done before training camp. Didn't know whether he was going to hold out, hold in, whatever you want to say, but was just like, if we can get this done, that's another hurdle we've just jumped over.
Right. And a quick note about training camps is rookies were supposed to report today.
Yeah.
They did report today.
Yep.
And veterans were supposed to report on Tuesday, the 26th. Well, a report came out after the Kyler Murray news that QBs also reported to training camp today. So me personally, I mean, I'll raise my hand. I was looking at the 26th as like the date.
Yeah.
Like, okay, that's when Kyler's going to be there. That's when a deal needs
to be done.
That's
why I said the 25th.
I was not expecting it to happen today.
And what is, and that's the thing too, is everybody questions, you know, there's a lot of people that question his work ethic sometimes. And what does that say that he's showing up now?
I mean, it means he's doing what he's supposed to be doing if that's when quarterbacks show up. I always thought the questioning Kyler's work ethic was more of like a cop-out excuse sort of thing. Just because somebody needs to get better doesn't mean they don't work hard.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, we all have flaws, and I'm sure people listening to this right now, you know, there are parts of your job that maybe you need to get better at.
Yeah.
That doesn't mean that you're not a hard worker.
Mm-hmm.
Some people, yes. Like, if there could be legitimate concern, but I don't think we've seen that from Kyler.
No. And at practice, you know that, and I've never seen him, you know, take plays off or not go through drills. Like, he's going through all the things that I can talk about, what we see, what we can't, what we can't talk. Like, the dude's doing everything. Like, it's not like he's sitting back drinking a Gatorade and hanging out. Like, he's going through everything. So I just think it's a big news today for Cardinals fans. And on top of that, Rodney Hudson's coming.
Dude,
back.
I know. And before we get to Rodney,
Rodney
is, it's so funny because this whole episode was supposed to be driven by Rodney Hudson returning, and it could have been. That is such a big deal. And then obviously plans change, but we'll still talk about Rodney. I really want to zone in on the money on this contract because some people think it's an overpay. I mean, he is one of the highest paid players in the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
We can all agree he's one of the most talented players in the NFL, but the track record, you know, not a playoff win. Is there any concern about the future with Kyler? I don't have any concern.
I don't think so. I think this contract works out pretty well for both sides. I just think the breakdown, everything else, I think it's going to work out for both sides. I might be crazy saying that day one of this extension getting signed, but the way that it's broken down seems like it's a very middle of the road for me, kind of we'll help you, you help us kind of deal.
Yeah, I really want to sit down and like have a conversation with somebody who's a legitimate Kyler doubter, not a hater, but a doubter. Because he's a smaller quarterback and he's had some failures and he's slid in the back end of the season. These are all legitimate concerns. I'm just wondering if people are like actually out on him long term, or are they just nitpicking the number one overall pick?
I think that I would say it's more nitpicking. And if people are out on him already, like I would say, you got to like look at the tape, look at the stats, because I mean, if we're looking at it year over year, he's improved. This last year, he was really, really accurate. One of the most accurate guys in the league, 69.2%.
Especially on deep passes.
I think he had 24 to 10 touchdowns and interceptions. Like, I mean, he's improving his numbers. He's showing the league, the organization, that there is improvement that he's taking every single year. Now it's more, for me, it's more about being consistent. Be consistent for that full year, because through, what, 7-8 games, he was incredible for the Cardinals. And then the wheels started falling off. And
but
it
also,
wasn't just
an injury.
On him.
It was an injury as well.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's a big concern with a lot of people with Kyler is, okay, you're a smaller quarterback, smaller frame. Are these injuries going to stack up? Are they going to pile up? What I'd like to remind everybody is that he plays in the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
Every single player has gotten injured, basically. Like, not a single star player has an injury-free career. Mahomes had a lower body injury as well. I forget exactly what it was, but he got injured.
Yeah.
And if you're still a Kyler doubter and you are worried about the next 5 years or so of Kyler Murray, I would just invite you to go back and watch some John Skelton tape.
Or some Josh Rosen tape.
Yeah. Like, there's a there's a very, very awful, dark, alternate reality right now where Kyler Murray's not on the Arizona Cardinals.
He's probably on the Niners.
For all of his faults, dude. For all of his faults. All of the questions that you might have about him. Which I'm not saying you shouldn't have questions. What I'm saying is you should have faith that this guy can solve those questions.
Yeah. And here's the thing. Even with the injury stuff, he's only missed three games in his whole career. He might be small, but the dude makes sure he stays upright. He knows. He knows when to slide. He knows when to run. Like, there's a reason why he doesn't want to run a ton, because he wants to stay healthy. So yeah. It's one of those things where everyone's like, oh, he's going to get hurt. Three games.
It's like, is he?
He's missed three games.
I mean, Drew Brees was a small guy, not mobile.
And was not the athletic guy like
no.
Kyler Murray. Not at all.
But like, once you start producing, once you get like a little morsel of playoff success, people forget about that. And there will be a point. Like, I will put money on it right now. There will be a point where Kyler has playoff success.
Yeah, I think so.
Like, if there's anything that I could believe in, it's that Kyler would be very upset with how this season last season ended.
Oh, yeah.
Comes into this next season, one of the highest paid players in the NFL going forward. You know, that'll probably bump down a little bit with new quarterback contracts, but he'll be in the top 10 for a minute.
Yeah.
And it's like a revenge tour.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you've got 6 weeks without your number one receiver. If you're able to go into those 6 weeks, lead the Cardinals to a winning record through a gauntlet three first weeks.
With your college number one guy
putting up
there you
just
go.
Crazy number, like, you shut all the doubters up, but that's the first half of the season.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So, but if you get off to such a hot start, that shouldn't get into his head. And if it does, then we have some legitimate problems here. If it is a mental problem, like the slide at the end of the season, I just don't think it is.
I don't think it's
extenuating circumstances, yeah, for Kyler, along with something that Kliff needs to fix.
No, yeah. I think a lot of eyes are going to be on Kliff more than Kyler, because Kliff's the guy who drives the train. Kyler makes sure it stays on the tracks.
And Kliff got his extension first.
Yep. And that's the thing, is I think everyone's really in, like, whoever's following the Cardinals, everyone's hoping this DeAndre Hopkins show up in week 7 just gives them that extra jolt that they don't have that second half of the season just dismantling again. So there's a lot of ways the season can go, but the biggest thing is locking up the quarterback, man.
I mean,
make him happy. Make him come to training camp and want to be at training camp and want to teach these guys and want to get more ingrained, want to like add more wrinkles. Like, that's what you want from your guys. If you're not getting paid, there ain't going to be many people that are going to really want to dive in and go full bore in training camp.
I got a really interesting question for you.
What?
What's the Cardinals' young core? Who are you looking at that you're building around on this team that's going to be here in 5 years? Like, when Kyler's at the end of his contract? Because this team, the way it's currently constructed, a lot of vets.
Mm-hmm.
James Conner, Zach mm-hmm. Ertz, J.J. Watt, mm-hmm. DeAndre Hopkins, A.J. Green.
Mm-hmm.
Like, these are guys who have been around.
Yeah.
And there's some young talent on this team. Don't get me wrong.
Mm-hmm.
I love Antoine Wesley. I like Eno Benjamin. Like, there are good defensive players on the younger side as well. But in 4 to 5 years from now,
who's going to be there?
Right. Hollywood Brown isn't locked up. You would assume now. But it hasn't happened yet.
Yeah.
Okay, so we can... Okay, Kyler and Hollywood Brown.
Let's assume that
they're locked up.
I would say Rondell Moore.
Okay.
I think he's... I just think he's poised to have a big year, and I think that's the type of thing he needs.
I agree. I think 5 years from now, Rondell Moore could be
a really, really good
player.
He'll
be an asset in this league. Will he be a Cardinal? Is he going to be one of those guys that basically works his value up, kind of like a Christian Kirk, to the point where the Cardinals can't pay him?
Don't want to pay that, yeah.
So all the focus is on this year, as it should. It's a really big year.
I mean, we got to include Eno in there, I would think.
But it's hard. When Eno's the third name, all due respect to Eno, which he deserves. He's worked his butt off to get where he is.
But he hasn't done enough
He's not a young core guy.
Yeah.
Like, when national writers are talking about the Cardinals, okay, Trey McBride, that's a good poll.
He could very well be Zach Ertz 2.0 when Zach Ertz is done.
Madden doesn't think so.
No.
73 no. overall. No, he's a rookie.
Madden, I don't want to.
No,
we're not getting into Madden because Jalen Thompson didn't get an 80, and neither did Marcus Golden.
Yeah, see, that's dumb.
Ridiculous.
What I don't understand is, like, why don't they call in guys like me or you for the Madden
ratings?
Two
of the best defensive players on that team.
Yeah.
And they didn't get an 80.
Marcus Golden led the team in sacks last year.
Yeah.
With Chandler Jones
more than
and JJ
Chandler.
Watt. like Marcus Golden puts up crazy numbers. I mean, he'll be one of those guys this season that you're like, oh, wow.
Yeah.
Just, oh, wow. That guy is absolutely
legit. I feel like Madden is going to adjust those ratings real quick for both of them. Jalen Thompson, he led the team in tackles.
Yeah. No, well, here's the thing with Madden. This is the only thing I'll say about Madden. Then we'll get back to Kyler and Rodney.
Yep.
There's a reason why they do this the way that they do.
Oh, yeah.
And it's the same way with 2K. You think they don't know what they're doing by putting Christian McCaffrey as like the number two running back?
Mm-hmm.
You think they don't know what they're doing? They know. They know you'll talk about it. They really do.
Yeah.
So, don't.
Oh, they'll get it. And Buda Baker getting a 92?
I mean, yeah, it could be.
That should have been a 96.
Yeah, but I guess compared to the other safeties, like no safety got like a 96, did they?
Do you think Buda's worse than Tyrann Mathieu, though?
Ah, yeah.
Because I think he's the highest rated safety. Okay, we can't keep talking
about
that.
It's
move
bad.
On.
No,
we're done with that.
Okay, Kyler Murray's locked up, right?
Yeah.
We're talking future core. Obviously, that could be a conversation later. A lot of Kyler talk coming in the next couple of years.
Yeah.
Okay, let's transition to the right now. That's really what's important is what's at stake this season.
Yeah.
And this season got a whole lot better, a whole lot more secure.
In like a week. Not even a week, couple days.
Because a couple days ago, the man who didn't show up to any voluntary and non-voluntary...
Or in any social media graphics,
Rodney Hudson didn't unretire, didn't officially retire.
Yeah, he just made it known that he will be returning to the team.
Right. Gambo was reporting that there's a couple things going on in his personal life. He had a kid. His knee was not feeling 100%. He just wanted to make sure that going into the season, he was right. He was 100% there, ready to go, put his all in for this season.
And while I want to just be very optimistic about this whole thing, what happened?
Yeah.
Because you don't unexcuse somebody from minicamp unless there's something else going on
they don't communicate.
More than contemplating retirement. Like, let's just be completely honest. Like, there was something.
You think it's like a money issue?
It might be. Maybe it is. Maybe he wasn't happy.
I mean, maybe he wants this to be his last year. He's the only offensive lineman on the Cardinals under contract for two seasons right now.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, hey, this is going to be it for me. Can we like move it all up?
Yeah.
Can we renegotiate like anything like that? And maybe Steve Kime was like, no.
So that's speculation, but obviously it's going to be really interesting to finally get to talk to him, because I'd like to hear his side of the story. I don't think he's just going to give us I feel like he might give us a little more.
I mean, he's been around. He's a vet. He knows.
He knows
that
it
was a really big deal.
Yeah.
But, I mean, he should know it was a really big deal.
And here's the thing. It's a huge deal because now he comes back and you don't have Justin Pugh moving over from left guard or having a rookie move over in his center.
I mean, talk about
that
nightmare.
That line went from we've got what we got to... Oh, man, we've got to get Josh Jones over at right guard now, and then we've got to move Will Hernandez back to left guard. We've got to have Justin Pugh in center, and then if he can't do it, we've got Lasita Smith coming in and Sean Harlow. Like, this offensive line went from, wow, who the heck is even going to be starting, to it's solidified again.
That's how important he is.
Yeah.
Like, he probably is the second most important player on the Cardinals offense when DeAndre Hopkins isn't around, and maybe even when DeAndre Hopkins is around.
The guy touches the ball every time.
I love DeAndre Hopkins. I think he's one of the best receivers in the NFL. But he's not in every, like, he's not, like you say, he's not touching the ball every single play. Mm-hmm. He's also not
Reading the defense. He's not getting the line and formations that they need to be in. Like,
and he's not putting his body in front of Kyler Murray.
There's a lot of things that we don't see, that everybody doesn't see on a game, just on a normal game watching basis, of what he does for this team. I mean, the guy is a leader on the field, leader off the field, carries himself well. So, yeah, just the whole situation's been weird, but luckily they figured it out, and that's a huge boost. That is a huge boost. And then to come back and follow it up with Kyler Murray extension, like, the Cardinals are hitting like that high right before training camp almost, of like, hey, let's get out of the dungeon.
Let's carry this momentum.
Let's get out of the dungeon of the offseason that we put ourselves in and actually start going towards the light of, we can figure this out.
Dude, it's literally been it's been absolute months of just awful, like nothing.
Yeah.
Like social media rumors, players getting suspended, players contemplating retirement or some sort.
I've never had to look at social media for certain people more times than I had this offseason.
And like,
it's weird.
It could be a good move in a couple years, but like Kliff and Keim getting extended before they extend the quarterback. I mean, look, as somebody who's spent his entire life here and has spent his entire life in tune with the Arizona sports world, it's really hard not to go the most pessimistic route. And the way that this summer was shaping up and the way that it's ended, wildly different.
Yeah, you have to be optimistic.
Wildly different.
People have to, like, you can't go into training camp now not optimistic with this team. Like, they did it the right, like, as much as stuff we said about the team, about Kyler's camp, about everything leading up, they really did hit it at the right time because now everyone's going to have good feelings going to training camp.
Yeah, I mean, that's right. Like, you get it. I mean, I guess if you lock it up before, it's like less drama. I'm sure that people are still feeling like good about things, but you are right in that there is some recency biases to the point where it's like we're more excited about this now than we are going to be in 2.5-3 weeks.
And here's the thing too. There's not going to be a whole lot of talk of the offseason of Kyler Murray and the Cardinals because this deal got
now,
done.
Yeah, now he's locked up. I mean, the nightmare scenario of going into a training camp with him not locked up, I mean, it was a realistic possibility.
Very real.
Especially like that type of stuff just happens here, man. I know you're not from here, but I know you know a lot about here.
Dude, my family's from Globe, Arizona.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that.
I grew up in Northern California, but I used to come out here like every other month.
Like, dude, it just the way that things go here.
Yeah.
It was shaping up to just be another one of those summers.
Yeah.
And if you cannot like Kyler Murray, but you have to at least appreciate the fact.
You have to recognize that he makes his team different.
Right. And that this is a change. It's the same thing with DeAndre Ayton and the Suns. It's like you're keeping your number one overall pick. You're not letting him walk for nothing.
Mm-hmm.
For all the flaws that pick might have, one might have more than the other. Mm-hmm. But for all the flaws, you're keeping arguably the most talented player on your team.
Yeah.
Like DeAndre Ayton, probably not as talented as Devin Booker, but like,
he's
still
a very good player.
Exactly. And there's still room to grow. Kyler can still get so much better, and he's going to be able to get better with Rodney Hudson. I don't know if I've talked about this philosophy with you before, but if I'm building an NFL team, I'm drafting my quarterback last.
Well, I mean, yeah.
And I'm drafting, and I'm building, and I'm signing
offensive linemen
first. Yeah. Every single time. Because here's the thing. If Kyler Murray has zero protection and is running around doing nothing, Russell Wilson... You're not going to be as good.
No.
You're just not.
No. And even if that's part of your game to do that, that can't be every play.
Right. And that's the thing, especially in the NFL. You can get away with it in college, but in the NFL, every single player on that field is an insane athlete. The top 0.001% in the world athlete.
Well, I mean, just staying in the division, I mean, we could even take the Niners playoff run. They spent years just drafting O-linemen.
And that's how you can get to the Super Bowl with Jimmy G.
And finally they figured it out.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's literally, like, yeah, that's what it is. I just feel like everybody overlooks offensive linemen so much. And I think taking even Kyler's rookie year compared to this last year, holy cow, the line was so bad.
I mean, I can't remember. He didn't lead the league in getting hit, did he? But he was up there.
He got hit a lot. So many sacks, I believe. Like, I mean, just unreal.
And that's the thing. Like,
I think he led the league with 48 sacks his rookie season. And now it's dropped to 27 and then came back up to 31. But man, 48. We're going from 48 to this, and now we have Rodney Hudson. Like, Cardinals have Rodney Hudson now. Like, that's big, man. It's not Mason Cole. It's not these random AQ Shipley guys. Like, not saying AQ Shipley's random.
Okay,
Cole's more on that random side.
We'll stick with that.
Yeah.
But I get 100% what you're saying, because like this is one of those guys around the league. Like, if Rodney Hudson was on another team, you would be worried about going up against Rodney Hudson.
Yeah.
And now that guy is protecting Kyler Murray every week. Kyler Murray is making max money. And now we head into training camp. So many questions have been answered.
Yeah.
But you know what's funny, Tyler?
What?
We still have a lot of them. Who's going to be the edge?
Ugh.
Is Isaiah Simmons going to play safety?
Don't be surprised when there's a day at training camp where everyone talks about Isaiah Simmons playing safety.
It's going to be the first day when he starts with the safeties.
Don't be surprised. Everybody, I'm telling you right now, there's going to be a couple hours where people are just talking about Isaiah Simmons playing safety once again that he's done every single offseason. And yeah, you have every right to question it.
I mean, That, like, that literally will be an entire other – like,
no, it'll be a full
other,
day. It'll
like,
be a full
because
day.
Because that – oh, dude. Like, positional versatility, I think it's somewhat ruining sports because you're expecting everybody to do everything.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there are some guys who should be really good and should specialize at something.
And I get the thing of, like, learning other positions helps me when I'm playing – like in, where he's playing it inside backer, but at the same time, if you can't master inside backer first, and then you like it's just you've got to master one thing at a time.
You're a first round inside linebacker, okay? Drafted along with another first round inside linebacker.
And both need have to absolutely must show up this
right.
year.
And we're coming into the season being like, the Cardinals sure have a weakness at inside linebacker. That's not good.
That's not good.
I don't care that you like playing other positions. Do that when you're comfortable enough to be like, all right, I'm a stud in my role. And to be fair, Isaiah Simmons, I think, succeeded in his role better than Zaven Collins last year.
Yeah.
But that doesn't mean that you go and start learning all the other positions.
No.
Like, you need to do what you need to do. Okay, that's a rant for another day.
Yes.
If you need to get caught up on all the details of the Kyler Murray contract, go and look at the numbers. Head on over to ArizonaSports.com. Tyler obviously has been putting together just incredible work all offseason. And now that there's actual news stuff that's going on, I got to witness him work in real time today, actually. I came in earlier. We were supposed to record earlier, like we said. And then the Kyler news broke. And I don't start my shift until noon. So I'm just sitting there eating some dry cereal that I packed for breakfast, making some jokes. Meanwhile, Tyler is doing the Tyler Drake thing and just whipping out content on ArizonaSports.com. So go check that out, ArizonaSports.com on the Arizona Sports app. We're supposed to be maybe hearing from Kyler Murray sometime either today or tomorrow. Tyler's going to be on top of it if we do. Follow him at TDrake for sports. You can follow me at EricRuby987. You can hear me Monday through Friday on 98.7 FM. Updates during Wolf and Luke, Burns and Gambo, all of that, and we will be back. Training camp starts on Tuesday. QBs and rookies reported today. We're in it now, Tyler.
We're in it.
Stuff is coming.
We are
things
finally
are happening.
Back. We are not sitting here looking at Twitter, getting reports. We're actually going to be on the field and getting the info you all need.
And we want to thank all of you guys for sticking with us through this offseason. This regular season is going to be quite an interesting one for the Cardinals. We'll be with you every step of the way. Once again, at TDrake for sports, at EricRuby987, at AZ Cards Corner, over on ArizonaSports.com and the Arizona Sports app. We will talk to you guys in a week, but until then, enjoy football.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.